On today's podcast, we'll be covering week 1 of 5 on ergonomics and injury prevention. So stay tuned.
Welcome to Warehouse Safety Tips. If you're a seasoned vodcast viewer, this vodcast is going to be different from most that you watch. It's based around exactly what the name implies, Warehouse Safety Tips. And since the people in this industry are busy, we know that time is money, so each episode will be as short and to the point as possible. And now, with all that out of the way, let's get to the vodcast.
Workers must often repeat the same task in a fast-moving facility for long hours. The human body can only take so much strain before showing signs of wear, whether lifting, reaching, or sitting. And this strain often leads to musculoskeletal disorders, or MSDs, which are one of the most common causes of workplace injuries. And that's why ergonomics is not just a great thing to have, it's also a necessity. And a strong safety culture prioritizes ergonomics because it directly supports injury prevention and long-term worker well-being. Facilities can actually reduce the risk of strain, fatigue, and injury by focusing on how tasks are performed and how workers are arranged. Minor adjustments are often the most significant difference. So here are a few things that you can do to assist with building a more ergonomic and injury-conscious environment. Number one, focus on workstation design. You can set up workstations so tools, equipment, and frequently used materials are always within easy reach. Keeping items at waist height can reduce bending, twisting, and overreaching, which are three common strain causes. Number two, seating support. Provide chairs with adjustable height and proper lumbar support for seated tasks. Supportive seating encourages better posture and reduces pressure on the spine, especially during long shifts. Number three, task rotation. Rotate jobs throughout the day. This helps distribute physical stress across different muscle groups and lowers the chance of repetitive motion injuries like tendonitis and carpal tunnel syndrome. Number four, use assistive devices. Encourage the use of lift assist tools, push carts, or conveyor systems. These tools reduce the need for manual lifting and carrying, helping prevent back and shoulder injuries. And last but certainly not least, number five, encourage feedback. Be sure to make it easy for team members to report ergonomic concerns. Quick feedback and timely action can prevent minor discomforts from becoming serious injuries. Ergonomics doesn't need to be complicated. In many cases, it's about creating more intelligent workflows and listening to those who use them daily. When facilities invest in proper design, equipment, and communication, workers stay healthier, productivity improves, and downtime from injury is reduced. Building a safety-focused environment means thinking ahead. When tasks are better aligned with the body's natural movements, the risks of injury decreases and morale increases. Staying alert to ergonomic issues is another way to keep everyone safe and productive. Thank you for being part of another episode of Warehouse Safety Tips. Until we meet next time, have a great week and stay safe.
Before moving on, here's a word from one of our sponsors. If you've ever been to or worked in a warehouse, you know just how important safety is to both management and staff. It's almost impossible to go 10 steps without seeing safety tape, angles, signs, and/or safety products. It's these items that show us how to be safe and avoid danger in the workplace. And if you're looking for the best products to make this happen, look no further than Mighty Line. Mighty Line floor signs and floor markings offer the best industrial products out there. We're proud to have Mighty Line as the official floor sign and floor marking company for the Warehouse Safety Tips podcast and site. Go to mightylinetape.com/safety tips to request a sample pack of their incredible safety signs and floor markings. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Warehouse Safety Tips. If you visit warehousesafetytips.com, you'll find the show notes for this episode and access to all of our blog posts, previous podcast, advertiser information, and much more. Thank you for listening to Warehouse Safety Tips, and have a safe day.